When she moved, the folds of the gown flashed like diamonds in the light, and the color set off her sky-blue eyes. But now Walter had abandoned her, and not a soul detached themselves from the crowd to come talk with her. He was right, she thought. Nobody cares. She strode across the courtyard, her dress shimmering, reflecting the light that danced over the pools and fountains. As she moved through the arched doorway, she passed by guests oohing and aahing over a short ivory chemise. Too many people. She kept walking with a purposeful stride and ended up stalking past the coat room and into a dim hallway flanked by high wooden doors. Pretending to look at the artwork on the walls, she wandered deeper into the house, looking back over her shoulder to make sure nobody was following. Back in the entryway, the talking grew louder, and she recognized the Prime Minister's voice chortling above the group's murmurs. Before they could come into sight, she seized the handle of the door and pushed her way inside, closing it quickly behind her. Then she turned around and gasped. There was a waiter sprawled across the leather couch, a book in his hands. He seemed just as surprised to see her as she did him, and he quickly tossed the book down and stood up nervously. "Excuse me, ma'am," he stammered, adjusting the bow on his tuxedo. "I was just taking a break and, well, that is, I..." Irina did not speak for a moment, but simply stood, looking him over. He was a young man, slender, with a mass of brown hair that was as disheveled as his dress shirt.